At Cheltenham, it's overcast. The going is good to soft. Non-runner in the 2:30, number 4, Lopside. Jockey change in the 3 o'clock, number 16, Pie Wipe, will be ridden by Jay Blacker.
They were all looking at me. Their faces turned and fixed, like in a photograph. The tannoy was telling us the dogs were going into the traps at Munmore. Marie was looking at me from behind the counter, peering over the top of her specs. And the others, Indian Jane, Back Pocket Dave, Big Tall Wesley, Mersey Billy and Formbook Povey, all looking at me. I could feel the tears on my cheeks and the pink slip of paper in my hands. I was 55 on that day. It was a Saturday in November, and the clock on the wall said 12 minutes past 4. And all this took place under the sign of Ladbrokes.
And they're going down the far side of the course, and Penny Safe takes them along. He's closely followed by My Macintosh. Some 2 lengths behind these is Creme de la Creme. Coming to the next. This is the one before the water.
A Saturday, between the Mackison and the Hennessy, when the form is beginning to work out just that bit, and you can feel the winter really taking a hold. I got the sporting life from Mrs. Wilcott's. I usually walk round after I've had my bit of breakfast and fed cats. I don't eat much these days, they have more than me. But I'm always up and about early. Can't lay around in bed, I get too restless. I stroll back to the house, make some tea and have a look at the card. Chepstow, Cheltenham and Haydock. Some nice fields. I note a couple I've done before. Still only 10:40. Time drags at weekends these days. I don't have much heart for housework. Garden looks grey and hopeless. I should do more cleaning. Mum was always on about clean house, clean heart. But I make excuses to myself. Anyway, Saturday afternoons was always a bit of time off. Enjoy yourself, Teddy, but be careful. I always was, too, with the money side. Mum knew that. Not that I ever had that much on, so I never win much either. I reckon there's not many who do. People say that's why we do it, but I think that's rubbish. I mean, who wants to lose? Mr. Noel Skeffington at work, I've heard him say that. Never been in a betting shop in his life, but reckons to be an expert on human nature. Awful man. Still only 11:30. I leave the pussies some lunch, greedy lot, and set off. I've bags of time, so I call at Wilcott's for some ciggies and take it easy down to the shop. Get there early. There's always the dogs to pass the time.
At Hackney, they bet a 3-1 trap 4, a 4-1 trap 5, a 5-1 trap...
I'd certainly...
Hey, Perry Mason's out again. Second.
I saw.
Today's his day. I've got him in me double. Better be his day.
Last race at Haydock, isn't it?
Right.
Long time to wait, then.
Oh, I'm all right today. Our Deirdre's got a neighbour in. I'm having one off. Well, fair's fair. Saturday afternoon, you've got to have a bit of time to yourself, eh? Isn't that what you always used to say?
Did I?
Hey, you're looking a bit washed out. You're taking care of yourself these days, are you? You know, on your own.
Oh, I'm doing okay.
You don't happen to have a spare,
Fag, yeah, sure.
Tar, my saviour. Perry Mason. It'll win today.
Indian Jane. I have these names for the regulars. Just a little thing with me. I used to tell Mum. She loved hearing about it. Especially when she got badly at the end and never went out at all. One of the regulars is Jane. That bit about Deirdre is very sad. She'll be 18 now. The only child. Wheelchair job. Terrible business. She got knocked down in the schoolyard when she was 10. A delivery van reversing. It was in the local paper. Crisps and sweets, the van. She's never walked since. Then the mister walked out and that left Jane to cope on her own. She gave up her job, the lot, to look after Deirdre full-time. It hasn't been easy. I know that. Caring for someone. I call her Indian Jane because she goes out. She tries. Even to Ladbrokes on a Saturday afternoon. She looks nice. There is no neighbour. She leaves Deirdre to fend on her own a few hours. I don't blame her for that. I think she deserves a little break.
Later betting Hackney. They bet 2-1 trap 4. At Hackney, they're going into the traps.
Never touch dogs. Can't fathom it.
You only need to pick one from six.
This form guide here. Trot 2, Sally Rose. Plenty of speed if she can get smart out of the box. Must watch her inside. I mean, what kind of help is that?
Off Hackney at 12:21.
My Uncle Stan owned a dog. Never won a race. Lovely name, though. Starry, Starry Tess.
Oh, a bitch, then.
What?
It'd have been a bitch, then. Tess.
How then, you sinners?
Morning, David.
Who's doing what? And are you sure you should be?
Hey, touch of frost, I reckon.
It's very quiet in here. Not mourning your losses already.
Phew, that's early. Hey, Perry Mason's in the last race at Haydock.
Cheltenham today. All us a nice little challenge is Cheltenham.
Back pocket Dave. He's a plumber. Very busy man. Always in a rush. Pressed for time, if not cash. Thing about Dave is, he wins. Not all the time, but enough. He seems to make it pay. You can't say that for many in here. Back pocket of Dave's overalls, he's got this wad of cash. Gets tips, does Dave, and he's not selfish with his info. If you happen to be nearby, you can click. A month ago, he gave me Scorchlight. It won at 7-1. Had 50 pence on that. Very nice, too.
I've got this central heating job on. Rate swine. Can I make that boiler fire on automatic time switch? I've come here for a break. Little woman's going crackers about it. I told her I'm trying me best. Very nice lady, too. Lovely eyes.
Oh, he's off.
Not yet, be right, not yet.
Yeah, you're always fancying you.
Me? Why don't you tell me, darling?
You're all mouth and no trousers.
Now's Edward the... Got a little nod, a matter of fact, yesterday. Stable job, no guarantees, mine.
Oh, I know that.
First race at Cheltenham. One on screens now.
It's a novice hurdle with 30 runners, Dave.
Right.
Half of them have never run. Oh, well, I was going to give it a miss, actually.
Like I say, just a nod. The price might be very affectionate. Ballyferrita, number 30, bottom at shop.
It's not even in the SP probables.
I shouldn't let that put you off.
A tricky race, all those unknowns.
Yes, sir, and I've had 10 nods from this lad. 8 out of 10, that's no flat beer, Edward. Think about it. Mind you, could be wrong day, do a wallop. No cast iron in this game.
Tempting, though.
Please yourself. Know what about boilers? Central heating kind.
Not really, sorry.
Just can't bear ideal letting Miss Lovely Eyes down. Not when she's all on her own, yo. Quick kid is mine. Still, first things first.
And it's into the back pocket and out with a wad thick as a book. Now, I normally just do a 20p, 30p Yankee, small bets, pay tax. Reckon on an outlay of £4 max. Just nice for a Saturday afternoon. And Mum always knew I was careful with the cash side, so she never had to worry. But today, I'm 55, and I don't have a little outing in front of me tonight. For the first time. I've just realised. Our little treat at the Maharaja. There's no point in going on my own. I don't want to sit in the corner like a lemon with all those folks jabbering and eating. So I won't go out. So, looked at that way, I have spare cash. And it's my birthday, and I've only got myself to think about. I'll have a little roll-up bet. A little accumulator. Why not? One down, all down. Oh, it's a dream bet, really, if they all win. If it loses, well, I can always have a double later. It's my birthday.
At Crayford, they bet 7-1 at trap 6, 2-1 at trap 2, 3-1 at trap 5, 5-1 at trap 4, 10-1 at trap 1, 10-1 at trap 3. All quoted Crayford.
Morning, my friends. And how's it all shaping up this morning?
Morning, Wesley.
Morning to you, madam.
Joys of spring, is it?
It's always the joys of spring with Wesley.
How do you manage it?
Come back to my house one day and I'll show you.
You cheeky bugger. You men in this shop, you're all the same.
It's you making yourself look like a lovely lady every Saturday for Wesley. I miss you in the week, you know.
Yeah. Hey, you're seeing Perry Mason's running again, Wesley.
It'll win today. We've backed it and backed it, haven't we? It can't lose today. To Charles Dobson's owner, and he's got to have a winner one day.
Big, tall Wesley. Reckons to be a joiner, but his back went, and it's not coming back, he says. So he spends his time in here most days. Saves on the electric, he says. And he laughs. But it's only half a joke. Yeah, there's a few in here like that. They've got nothing, and they do nothing. And they need to keep warm, and they like a chat. I don't think I could do that. Not all day, every day, all year round. At least I've still got my little job at Crossley's. Like Mum said, it keeps me out of mischief. Not that it's forever. What is these days? Skeffington's always muttering about cutbacks. He lets everyone hear, just so we're all a bit afraid. Oh, I can see what Skeffo's game is. Oh, yes.
Opening show at Cheltenham. They go. A 4-1 number 13, Crazy Man Crazy. A 5-1 number 2, Knittingly. A 6-1 number 6, Cooper's Pet. Same price, 6-1.
It's out of 10, remember. Don't blame me if...
Right.
I've done it anyway.
So, I take Ballyferriter as the first of me four. I need three others and I've only got 5 minutes. It's that kind of bet. You have to be on from the start. You choose the horses and that's it. One down, all down. Oh, it's a silly bet, really. A pool's win dream bet. Still.
Approaching the tracks, Crayford. Later betting Cheltenham. They bet 7-2, number 13, Crazy Man Crazy.
You've seen it, then.
Here he is. Pens down, everybody. Attention.
Seen what?
The 3 o'clock at Chepstow.
Is this a tip, then?
I'm just saying. Have you seen it?
You're going to tell us?
Kerensky, number 16, bottom weight.
Kerensky, bottom weight, he says.
It's gone all the way from Dorset to Wales, right? It's set to carry next to nothing, right? And who's riding?
Boy George.
Danny Smart, right? Claiming £4. There'll be a gamble on it. You watch.
What is he on about now?
Barry Povey. Form book Povey, I call him. Says he's a student. Economics, he says. He's in here a lot, I'll say that. Quite an expert. Certainly sounds like one. He's very keen on form, Miss Barry, all the details. Half the time, I can't even understand him. He knows so much, and he's got all the jargon right. A student of horses, I don't know about economics.
All right, then. You tell me why Frank Henderson's gone to such trouble to run Kerensky at Chepstow. I mean, see the clues and solve the mystery. If you're doing a Yankee, I should make it your banker. Hey, Teddy, you do Yankees.
Yes, I do. But I'm not doing Kerensky. Instead, I go for Pickles and Bardwell Boy. Two I've followed before. They both owe me. Well, Pickles has got to come good one day soon, and Bardwell Boy was second at Ascot 3 weeks ago. And then I saw it. In the last race at Cheltenham. Now, I don't go on names. Mum used to, when she had a little flutter on the National. Mind you, it can pay off. When Mum was on the National that time, she picked this horse ridden by Bob Champion, because she knew a lad when she was a girl called Bobby Champion. He was in her class at junior school. And this horse went and won, at 11-1. I put a pound on for her. She was thrilled. Old Aniti, that was it. She went and won on her name, which is more than I did. So, here I am this afternoon, staring at this horse called Apple Blossom Time, and saying to myself, don't be daft, Ted, because you don't do names. Even so, there was this song Mum always sang when she started cleaning on a Friday afternoon. I was supposed to keep out of the way. I don't think she even knew she was doing it, but it was a sort of signal that she was going to have a go at corners, cupboards and carpets. Always this song, and there was this horse, and it was horse number 4 for my roll-up bet, Apple Blossom Time. I put up a 2-quid stake and wrote it out, and I paid tax. Total outlay, £2.20. It's a daft bet, really.
At the post, Cheltenham. At Cheltenham, they bet 3-1, number 13, Crazy Man Crazy. A 5-1, number 6, Cooper's Pet.
Well done. All set.
Oh, trouble's here. Everybody say hello.
Ta very much. You are saying hello to one of the all-time great losers.
Or not saying hello, as the case may be.
All right, Billy. Not gone up in smoke yet.
What have I done?
We didn't expect to see you.
Not see me. I live here.
After last Saturday, you were in a right state.
You would be. 47 losers on the trot I've had. 47 bets. 22 seconds. 6/3. And the rest. Bloody nowhere. That can't be right. Not one winner in 47 bets.
Who gets winners? Only the Queen and rich folk get winners. The rest of us just have to scrape.
I've kept a note. My black book. Here, look at this, Wesley.
Look, calm down. They've not even started racing yet, Billy.
Second, third, second, third, nowhere, second, last, second.
Mersey Billy. 6'4½, barmy. He's always like this. Always losing, always angry. Marie had to tell him off once a few weeks back. Oh, not just the bad language. He went and jabbed his biro through the list of runners on the wall. Mind, he did say sorry afterwards. funny, but Mum always liked hearing about Billy the best. She could never understand why he bothered to carry on with it. Why does he bother if he always loses, she used to ask me. Couldn't explain that to her. Too difficult.
Off Cheltenham, off at 1:03. On the off, they were betting 4-1 the field.
Yeah, I've done nothing in this.
Cooper's pet will be second. I know it.
Novice hurdle. 30 runners. Oh, you need brain surgery if you bet on this. Total bloody lottery. 30 novices. Well, anything could win. Anyone for surgery?
Oh, he does go on, doesn't he?
I've done the favourite. One of Sheikh Tamrood's. You can be relied on, can Sheikh Tamrood?
Crazy man, crazy. You've actually put money on that. You must be.
I must be what?
Going out into the country for the final time at Cheltenham, and it's Cooper's pet who takes them along. He's followed by Davos, two lengths back in second.
Shot, of course, the staff.
Approaching the last at Cheltenham, and Crazy Man Crazy is racing with Barry Ferreter. These two have gone six lengths up on the rest. Cooper's pet is a long way back in third.
Doris lives over Roebuck's Butchers. She's a widow lady. And there's Miriam, whose hubby brings her every morning in the little metro on the dot at 10:15. It's a sort of club, really. People know each other.
On the run in now at Cheltenham. Two furlongs to go and Crazy Man Crazy and Bally Ferreter are stride for stride. It's eight lengths back to Cooper's pet in third. Into the last 200 yards now and Bally Ferreter has taken a slight advantage. This one's holding on. As they go for the line, it's Bally Ferreter by a length now at the line. It's number 30, Bally Ferreter, the winner. Second, number 13, Crazy Man Crazy. The third horse was number 10, Cricket Bat.
There you go, Edward. 9 out of 11. Told you you're a good lad. See you later, old lad. Must get back to me boiler lady. Those eyes.
Starting price of the winner at Cheltenham was 25-1. The favourite, Crazy Man Crazy, at 3-1 was second.
25?
Lost in fog. Still running. 48 losers. Is this a record?
What did you do, Ted?
Well, that one, actually.
You never.
I had a tip.
Who tipped that?
Dave.
Plumber Dave. You kid.
He said it had a chance.
He might have let us all in on it.
Oh, hark at him. You wouldn't have backed it if he'd written it in 10-foot-high letters on the bloody ceiling.
I wish he'd have said, that's all.
Where is he, anyway?
On some job, he said.
Always on some job, Dave.
Hey, no mucky talk, thank you very much.
He said about a faulty boiler.
Oh. Hey, Bally Ferreter, 25-1, nice one. Irish, wasn't it? Irish name, anyway.
They have some good horses over there.
Pity they didn't tell us about them in advance.
I've only done it as an accumulator.
Accumulator? What's gone into you?
That was not wise, old son.
I don't come in here to be wise, do I?
I like it, I like it.
He had a bit on himself, I suppose, Dave.
Suppose he did.
How many to go, then?
What?
In your roll-up.
Oh, three more.
Nice stars. 25-1, money.
See this one? Hey. Do you reckon there's something they're not telling us?
Yeah, it's that university's your trouble.
Polytechnic.
You think Columbo Jumbo's going to win? Let me get this straight.
I'm just asking, that's all.
Ask him. Tell me what's going to win, please.
Ring him up.
Who?
This trainer, Illingworth. Ring him up and ask him.
Don't talk so daft.
Lots of questions, but never any bleeding answers.
Yeah.
25-1. 50 quid? Oh, silly man. Should have backed it to win. Still, £50 rolling on. Well, 52 with the stake back. Might as well enjoy the moment.
I was begged off coming here this morning.
You what?
A bloke came up to me in the street and asked me for the price of a cup of coffee, Gov.
What did you do?
Told him about Columbo Jumbo.
He had Nijinsky tattooed on his fist. Big, thick blue letters. Back of his hand.
A racing man, then.
How do you mean?
Where have you been since rock and roll, old love? Nijinsky. Bloody brilliant racehorse. On the flat years ago. Come on, come on, you must know.
Well, I thought he was a dancer, Nijinsky.
Don't be daft. Dancer? With a name like that?
You know so much.
All of it total bloody rubbish.
Aye.
At Haydock, they bet 2-1, number 6, Crispin's Day. 3-1, number 13, Curly. 5-1, number 1, Barley Wine. 7-1, number 20, Glassily.
Now then, all on Bally Ferreter, were you?
You might have told us.
You never asked.
25-1, eh? Where'd you find them, Dave?
In a valve. Tiny as that.
What was?
Causing all trouble. Boiler.
Oh. Hey, have you got any more like that this afternoon?
Wish I had.
And ever so grateful.
Now, look at this. Now, this is a nice problem.
Oh, leave me out, Professor.
Beetle Drive, in the 345. Top weight, right? 11 stone, 12 pounds. Over 2 miles, right?
I should have done Ballyferriter. Lovely name.
Won only once last year, and this year has only managed a crappy fifth to Gringo at Worcester 6 weeks ago, right? That said, why is it quoted as 3-1 favourite in the SP Probables in the Sporting Life?
Misprint?
Don't be so daft.
At Haydock, they bet a 7-4, number 6, Crispin's Day. They're going down at Haydock.
The people and the prayers and the singing. Lonely and silent and dark and shut up. Out of place somehow and unreal. Ladbrokes is like that. Doesn't have any point when there's no one there.
Now then, Teddy, I can't... I'm not smoking anymore, you see, so I can't buy any, can I?
Not smoking.
Ta.
Bloody marvellous.
Lady Wapplington's got one in this next race at Haydock.
You what?
She's on holiday at the moment, in California. It's lovely over there this time of year.
How do you know all this?
Everybody knows about California.
No, I meant... never mind.
She gets some winners, does Lady Wapplington. She knows horses, you see. Worth following.
What do you reckon for this then, Billy, at Cheltenham?
Bulbrook should piss it.
Bulbrook? I doubt if it'll get up that hill at the end of 3.5 miles.
Stun the distance.
But not that weight. Cheltenham can tire the fittest.
You ever been like?
Where?
To Cheltenham. Know it personally, do you?
I had a girlfriend came from Cheltenham. Never got invited back home, right? But she got a 2-1 business studies. Always in the rotten library.
I went once. 20 years ago. Festival meeting. Gold Cup day. I had 20 quid on the laird.
I wasn't born.
Of course, it was second. I love being on the course. There's nothing like it. The flat's best. Nicer weather. Newmarket, June meeting. Ideal, that is. Get there nice and early in some nice new clean clubber. Always take a lass. Some really smart piece with shoulder-length hair and a neat little figure. I'd get this room for us at a country hotel. Somewhere really smart arrive. The sheikhs and the lords and ladies... And the fat cats from the city and the jocks like Cawthon, Eddery and Carson. Stroll on the heath, the warm sun on our backs, and then stroll out into the paddock to have a look at the runners for the first race. 2-year-olds, of course. And as they clip-clop round the ring, my lass would just nod and smile at number 7. Something called Perfect Dream. And I'd flip out 5 tens, just for a starter, and take a ticket on it from one of the bookmakers, and I'd get 8-1. Which is a nice price any day of the year. Then we'd watch the race from the stand. My lass holding her hat on as a little bit of breeze comes up off the rolling heathland. And we watched a knot of horses bang against the rail, flashing up the 5 furlong course, and a number 7 would come out of the pack, black and gold sleeves with gold cap, and it's across the line with some 2 lengths clear, and we collect a cool 400 quid. But we've still got the rest of the afternoon ahead, me and this lass. And the way it feels, it's never going to end. Never going to end.
Shut that door, man. There's a big draft in here.
Hey, can anybody bring me a...
3-1 at number 6, Stag Knight. 4-1 at number 17, Kuma Boy. 6-1 at number 7, Raring to Go. 8-1 bar.
Mine's not even in the betting.
What's that?
Pickles.
No chance.
Sezo.
Suspect over fences. I mean, well, said.
Never mind, I've said, that's all.
What's up with her?
I tell you one day, man.
Why can't you tell me now?
Some other time, eh?
Raring to Go's got a chance in this.
It's one paced. Look at the form.
Form says it's been second 3 times out of 5. That's going close on my system.
System?
It's a nice name, anyway.
It'll do me.
Raring to Go.
They're all nice names. Think about
now,
it.
Now, I'm taking Pickles, even so.
Orders Cheltenham. They bet at Cheltenham, 7-4, number 14, Chromosomes.
You got this race in your roll-up, Ted?
Yes, I've done Pickles.
It'll be 10-1 at least.
That's all it's on about, price. Price has no to do with finding winners.
Well, I'm not backing favourites, Dave.
You want winners, don't you?
I can't afford favourites.
That's daft. Winners are winners.
I can't back things at 7-4 and 15-8 and all that. Where's the return on that for 20p?
Orders and off Cheltenham at 2:03.
Hey, do you see those penguins last night on the box? They were a scream.
Well, I don't think you should treat animals like that. Tin hats. It's bloody cruel.
Which channel was that on?
How do you mean, which channel?
And at Cheltenham, there's been a faller at the first fence. Fallen, number 7, raring to go.
Fallen at the first? Oh, my card is marked. Someone is trying to get me. Thinking torture. I paid good money for that.
How do you mean, paid?
I bought a system.
Dicey.
Advertising the back of the life. Win with Walt Thompson.
Con merchants.
Who asked you?
How much? I've seen that ad.
A tenner. Postage was on top.
What did you get? A crystal ball?
Shut it, Povey. It's a book. Gives you horses to follow.
Who's Walt Thompson, then? I mean, what does he know?
A circuit to race at Cheltenham, and it's Pickles who's clear by some 10 lengths. In second place comes Chromosomes. Coomer Boy races in third.
Reckons I'm a 60% success rate if you pick the right race with the right horse. It's all in this book. I mean, he's printed his bank account in the back. You can see what he won last year. 6,000.
Faked.
You're getting to me, son.
I'm just saying.
It's a proper book. Printed out.
Don't make it genuine, does it? I mean, raring to go fell at the first.
Bleeding clever dick students. I was backing horses before you were on this planet.
One left to jump at Cheltenham, and it's Pickles with a 10-length advantage. This one's led from the start. In second place is Chromosomes, who's racing half a length up on Beverly's sister, coming to the last, and Pickles is up and over safely, still some 8 to 10 lengths clear. Running on strong...
There you go. Another little winner. Hey, we're laughing, Ted.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, at least 10 to 1.
Do you think so?
Oh, hey. 2 up, 2 to go, eh?
Pickles should never have won that.
Here he is, the wise man of the turf.
How can a horse that's finished 20 lengths behind Chromosomes last time out come here today and beat it by 10?
Changes. Horses change like people.
Disgraceful.
You'll have a nice lot going on, Teddy.
Not bad. I won't win, though. Not all four.
2 winners, it's a start. I've not had one for weeks.
It won't come off. Accumulators never do.
You haven't done caressing in the 3 o'clock at Chepstow, have you?
What?
Because I've done it, that's all.
You'll get a winner, Billy, don't worry.
Try Lady Wapplington's in the 3 o'clock.
This is getting serious. £572 going on to Bardwell Boy. Most I've ever won £70 on a treble about 8 years ago. I can't believe this. £572 on one horse. Bardwell Boy. I never gave it a thought. It's just one I'd done before. I'm loyal like that. Mum used to say too loyal. A weakness, Edward. Too loyal to Mr. Skeffington at work, who's just a pig. Too loyal to those cats who run rings round you. And too loyal to me, your old mum. Yes, well, we made a good team, you and me, Mum. We were all right. We looked after each other. If that's loyalty, then 3 cheers, says I. £570 on Bardwell Boy. Well, this is a real birthday afternoon, Edward, my son. Too late to go back. Oh, it's only a £2 bet, after all.
At Chepstow, they bet a 13-8. Same price, a 4-1, number 8, Bardwell Boy. 7-1 bar.
Oh, they're tipping some cash on the favourite.
Caressing. It's got to have a chance.
One from your system, Billy. Is it one from Walt?
Money doesn't win races, man.
What does win races, Wesley?
My grandad used to follow money. Poor old sod. Died following money. He never caught up. And he was always out of breath.
What's he on about?
I'm being friggin' poetic.
Oh, it runs in the family, then?
Poetry?
Betting. Your grandad?
Every day he had the papers, pencil, phone books.
He won a lot, did he?
Course he didn't.
Hasn't put you off the horses, though.
If I'd been an airline pilot, might have. Or a consultant in a hospital. I mean, I wouldn't have had the time to get to the shop, would I? But with me being a hod carrier and general labourer, it hasn't made no difference. I've carried on the tradition.
Losing.
Later betting Chepstow. They bet 11-8, number 14, caressing.
Think of something else. Don't think of winning. Have a ciggy. Oh, it's worse than work, this. When I get the summons from friend Skeffington, some bollocking or other. It's worse than waiting to see Skeffington.
Orders Chepstow. Off Chepstow 3 o'clock.
Keep it short, eh?
I've done caressing.
Nice name.
Anyone got a spare ciggy?
At Chepstow, they're going out onto the far side for the last time, and Skinflinter takes them along. This one some 2 lengths up on Raviolini. In third place comes Rona Rich.
£2 accumulator. Bit more than I usually do, but not much. Just a regular little do on my birthday. A little ritual. Oh, but I'm not going on my own, no way. All those couples enjoying themselves, and there'd be me in the corner on me own. I couldn't face all that. So, think of it like that. I've had a little bit of a bet today. A little bit of a birthday treat. Bardwell boy can't win this anyway. Loyalty never pays, does it?
Turning into the straight at Chepstow and Caressing still leads with Booklist now going into second. Bardwell Boy is making a forward move. At the second last and Caressing and Booklist jump it together with Bardwell Boy, who's getting nearer in third. Behind these comes Skinflinter. Cherry Riper is not out of it. They're moving to the last. There's three in a line. Caressing, Booklist and Bardwell Boy. They jump the last together, all over it safely, and on the run in now, and it's Bardwell Boy who has a slight lead from Caressing. Booklist is dropping back. They're into the last furlong, and Bardwell Boy still leads by half a length from Caressing. It's Bardwell Boy holding on in the last 100 yards from Caressing. Number 8, Bardwell Boy.
Winter. Bloody terrible. I mean, it beat Caressing 10 lengths at Ascot.
Oh, I must get some veg.
I think you might be in the wrong shop.
Bardwell had some form, I'll give you that.
Ted is laughing.
Yeah, well, that's three up.
You never did that winner.
Well, I've backed it before, you see. I thought I'd give it another go.
You'll have a fair old roll-up, I reckon, Ted.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, more than quite a bit.
What's your last one then, Ted?
Apple Blossom time, 4 o'clock at Cheltenham.
Oh, it's done the distance.
Has it?
And it's got that Stewartson on it.
Right, yeah.
He's riding some winners this year, cocky sod. I saw him interviewed on TV. Welsh. Plenty to say, the Welsh.
Marie is looking over her specs at me, and she's smiling. She knows the score. I've got £2,800 going on to Apple Blossom time. She'll have to ring a boss in Leeds. Well, that's how it works. Really big wins, and she has to inform headquarters. I've seen that before. I saw her on the phone a minute since.
Hey, why did you choose that one? Apple Blossom, what's it?
Nice name.
You know, the suspense, though, Ted. Your roll-up, I can't leave.
49 losers on the trot.
Bad run, Billy. We all have bad runs.
This is not a bad run. It's hangman time. Skint, total.
I need to get some veg before they close.
Hey, this Apple Blossom time.
The great man speaks.
It's had some nice outings last year. Second at Sandown, second at Ascot. Hey, in good company, too.
What price will it be?
Fives are thereabouts, Dave.
Fives, yeah.
Ooh, could be the big one, Ted.
It won't win.
Don't get like that.
Wait until you've had 50 won't wins.
Karakoram will be favourite. 3 wins on the trot, that one.
I didn't want to do me sums, but I had to think about it. 2,000 stood there in the shop and these people around me chattering away, I hadn't any idea. Oh, they knew I was winning. 3 up, 1 to go, they knew that. But they didn't know just how much. I think Dave had an idea. He'd seen Marie on the phone and he probably guessed they'd got a charlady's situation. Well, that's what they call a really lucky bet like this one. 4 horses, all big prices, a total one-off, like the pools. Oh, I was shaking, shaking.
3 left to jump at Cheltenham and Karakoram continues to lead. Holy Fellowship has moved into second. Havers is dropping back.
Not even mentioned. Shit, not even mentioned.
It's not going to win, not now. 3 grand down.
Not Holy Fellowship, not now. After 50 losers.
Tough form this year, I feel sorry for him. Bloody near the big one, I'll say that.
What a story, Mum. Rolling in at 5 o'clock. You'd never believe it. Win or lose, Mum, it would be a lovely tale. He would have laughed and cried.
Approaching the second last at Cheltenham and Holy Fellowship has taken it up. He's gone 2 lengths up on rack time, moves quickly through into second.
It's there, man. Come on, horse. Come on, come on.
Apple Blossom time. Lovely name.
No extra at the finish, this one. It faded at Sedgefield last year. Pity, really.
Long run in at Cheltenham. What can happen now?
Take this winner from me. Take this winner from me.
Coming to the last at Cheltenham, and it's still Holy Fellowship by a length now from Apple Blossom time, with Casual Baby going into third. Over the last, and Holy Fellowship still a length clear of Apple Blossom time. On the run in, and Apple Blossom time, and Holy Fellowship. They're coming to the line, and still nothing in it. A grand half the post together. It's a photo finish, Cheltenham. Involved in the photograph, number 19, Apple Blossom Time, and number 6, Holy Fellowship.
All he's got it.
Close. Very close. Very, very close.
You okay, Ted?
Photograph. No problem, Ted. No problem.
I never thought I'd want a horse of mine to lose.
Sounded like Holy Fellowship's got it from the commentary. Pity, really. Very close.
Well, you would have to say that.
You still get half the winnings if it's a dead heat. No problem, Ted.
You might be all right, Ted.
Look anyway, mate. I don't think I can bear to stay.
Going into the traps at Monmore. At Monmore, they bet 2-1 at trap 4.
Oh, dogs! Now!
All stood there, all looking at me. Indian Jane, Big Tall Wesley, Back Pocket Dave, Mersey Billy, Formbuck Povey. I could feel the pink slip in my hand. I could see their faces. I could feel my heart bang-banging in my chest. Apple Blossom Time, that bloody tune. It was like a dream, Mum.
Result coming from Cheltenham. The winner, number 19, Apple Blossom Time.
Oh!
Well done, Ted. Well done. Cheltenham, Apple Blossom Time beat Holy Fellowship in the photograph.
£20,000. This Saturday in November, my birthday. And I was suddenly crying, and they could all see that, and looked away. Nice people. My friends at Ladbrokes, Burn Cross Road Branch. But none of them really knew why I was crying. Not really.
Starting price of the winner at Cheltenham was 6-1. Distances a neck and 3 lengths.
In Apple Blossom Afternoon by Dave Sheesby, you heard Malcolm Hebden as Ted, with Marlene Sidaway, Ray Ashcroft, Louis Emmerich, Colin Meredith, Philip Whitchurch and Christine Cox. The producer was Tony Cliff.